Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Last month, a National Parents Council survey found that an overwhelming number of parents want their teenagers to be taught about sexual consent in secondary schools. Today's students at St. Joseph's Girls Secondary School in Stoneybatter in Dublin got a chance to speak about some of these issues in a special workshop, allowing students to talk about consent and how it relates to their lives. Della Kilroy attended the workshop this morning. She brought back this report.
We need to, like, go into more detail on, like, what sexual consent is, and that no is no, and no matter if you're drinking or if you're, like, if you're on any substance, if, like, you get raped, it's not your fault at all.
I'm in a class at St. Joseph's Girls Secondary School on Dublin's Stanhope Street, where 5th and 6th year students are in a once-off workshop to talk about sexual consent.
So it doesn't even have to be a no. There has to be a positive affirmation that you're both doing this together.
Boys don't really know the difference between, like, what they're doing wrong, and I think they just want to fit in with their friends. And you're also, like, just trying to fit in too with your friends, and, like, if they're, like, going on, you just want to fit in too and you don't really want to say anything. So it's a lot of pressure.
Today, students are getting the chance to talk to author Louise O'Neill. She's been visiting secondary schools to speak to students about consent and sexual violence, themes covered in her book Asking For It, which the students have read.
Well, Asking For It, the book was published in 2015. It is set in a small town in West Cork. It's about a young woman called Emma O'Donovan, and she goes to a party one night. You know, she gets drunk and then she passes out, and the next morning when she, you know, regains consciousness, and it's only when, you know, photos begin to circulate on social media that she pieces together that she's been the victim of a brutal sexual assault the night before.
Why personally is this issue important to you?
My line on it all along was that this is an epidemic. You know, the rates of sexual violence in this country affecting men and women, those numbers are staggering. So we need to tackle this issue. And there's been, like, a real squeamishness, I think, traditionally in this country about talking about sex, about talking about sexuality. There's been a real backlash against the idea of having consent workshops, even at university level, which to my mind would be is too late, you know? They're usually sexually active at that point already. So we need to be having these conversations at a much younger age. So I think that's why it's useful to have these workshops in schools as well.
Celine Connell is the school's guidance counsellor.
We got involved with the book Asking For It. The girls absolutely loved it. I think they love some of the profane language, but also the idea of consent and rape culture and so forth. Didn't particularly like the ending, because it was very much an open ending. We organised for the girls to go and see the play. A lot of our girls had never been to the National Theatre, absolutely loved it. I think one of the things that became very apparent is that they don't understand consent, that no means no, or no can be at any stage of their interactions with boys.
What type of education do they have at the moment?
They would have basic sex education from first year, but I think we're very aware that we need to augment that and make it a little bit more detailed. You know, we hopefully will be rolling out a sex education programme, but also a consent programme.
Also helping to facilitate today's workshop is Katrina Freer, Youth Programmes Coordinator with Dublin's Rape Crisis Centre.
So the model that we have is that we train youth workers and teachers in programmes. So we have a really big programme called Body Right, and it's about educating young people about what is sexual violence from the low level to the high level, what is consent, a lot about consent, but what is very relevant from today. We have add-on programmes about the impact of pornography and media. Young people are influenced a lot about from pornography. They think that what happens in pornography is real.
What we heard from the girls today is that they all wanted more sex education. Yeah. What kind of uptake is there in schools for your kind of programmes?
Yeah, so the Body Right programme has been, in the last 10 years, there's been 600 youth workers and teachers that have been trained in it, so they do deliver it in schools. We are lobbying for change in the relationships and sexuality in schools as well. So there's actually a review going on at the moment from the Department of Education, have engaged the NCCA. Like what the girls were saying today, they're finding that it's hit and miss.
Back with the students and having read Asking For It, fifth year student Lauren Keenan wrote a spoken word piece which she performed at the workshop today.
I feel like my world is crashing down on top of me. Slut, liar, let's get through her. Friends, the stories they tell, the looks I get. But I'm just that girl who was asking for it. Who really am I? Who do I believe? Am I a slut? My head spins as I sit in class. The laughs, the gossip. Who will I be in 10 years from now? But I am that girl.
When the workshop finished, I spoke with 16-year-olds Sinead, Andy, Cheyenne and Lauren. A clear message was that they wanted more sex ed.
We don't really get taught that much in depth. It's very like hush-hush about it, like a taboo. Teachers don't really like...
They kind of shy away from it.
Like, I feel like it's very sheltered and like, you do this, you're going to get an STD or like, don't do it.
We should be speaking out about it. Like, it happens every day. People just need to learn like it's yes or no. It doesn't matter what you're wearing, it doesn't matter like how you're dressed or the way you act, it's not your fault. Like,
or if you're like drinking either, or if you're like going out that night, it doesn't give anyone the right to rape you, basically, yeah.
You spoke in the workshop about not wanting to talk to boys sometimes about consent.
I just think like you're a bit more embarrassed talking about it. Being slagged like, oh, you're a ball bag, you're this, you're that, like, you will cave in.
It's harder for them to understand what you're thinking because you don't have the same mindset.
Do you think boys your age get enough information and education around consent?
No, they definitely don't.
The skills aren't teaching and they should be. Like it could prevent a lot if it is.
And that was Della Kilroy reporting from St Joseph's in Stony Batter. The stage adaptation of Asking For It is back in the Gaiety Theatre and in the Everyman in Cork next month. And next week here on Drive Time, our reporter John Cook will be reporting on consent workshops at third level.